So why not uphold the truth? See, truth is not just one. You know, you have to understand that when we talk about life in general and living, living is not like solving a mathematical problem, that there is only one answer to it. Living is more like taking a picture. The same picture of the thing can be taken from different angles. And we take the picture from different angles, we're taking the same picture, but different things will be highlighted. So the Lord has different purposes at different times. And according to His purpose, He may deal with certain different things in different ways. So, He could have come and stopped Draupadi from being disrobed, but He could have stopped the whole gambling match also. He stops Draupadi from being disrobed, but He doesn't stop the gambling match. Isn't it? So Krishna has a particular plan. And so by allowing the Draupadi to be disrobed, by allowing the gambling match to go on and the Pandavas to lose their property, He arranges for the Pandavas to go to the forest. By that, so many demons are killed, by which Arjuna's glory in going to the heaven is vindicated. So there are other purposes involved. So in this particular case, the Lord also wanted to demonstrate the unfailing love of Sita by her faithfulness, even after Ram had so seemingly unfairly rejected her. So her faithfulness, actually love tested is love triumphant. And there is no greater test for love than rejection by the one whom we love. So even when Ram rejected Sita, the world thought that he had rejected her. And even after that, Sita remained faithful to Ram. That is the greatest triumph of her devotion. And that Ram demonstrated the glory of Sita's love, and both of them relished love in separation through this pastime. So there are other purposes of the Lord also being served by His having Sita sent away. Thank you very much. Okay. To be